KXE News, I'm Larissa Donovan with the Up North Report. The criminal vehicular homicide case involving the 2024 hit-and-run death of an Itasca County teenager is set to go to trial later this year. Megan Buffington has the update.
65-year-old Cindy Martin of rural Grand Rapids was charged in November 2024. That July, she struck 19-year-old Carter Hathcock near Nashwalk before driving away, allegedly unaware that she hit a person. At a pretrial hearing early Monday, Martin's defense indicated they are still trying to reach a plea agreement. Her attorney, Derek Hansen, says they are hoping offering Martin's therapy records to the state will, quote, move the needle. In November, Itasca County Attorney Jacob Fauchild said his office's position is Martin would need to admit to the crime as charged. Judge Heidi Chandler declined to set another plea hearing and instead set a trial date of August 31st. Assistant County Attorney Courtney Beck says the trial could take up to 2 weeks. The parties will again appear in court in early August for another pretrial hearing.
Minnesota's fraud problems stem back at least 50 years, according to the state's Director of Program Integrity. An independent roadmap designed to prevent fraud in Minnesota was released Monday. Its author, Tim O'Malley, is a former investigator with the FBI and the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension. He says Governor Tim Walz sought him out to examine the state's fraud problem. O'Malley says he only agreed if his investigation was completely autonomous. In a Monday press conference, he says his research found the state's fraud problems go back to at least the 1970s, and each governor's administration and legislative body since had been notified of vulnerabilities in the state's social safety net.
Stronger prevention measures should have been taken. Repeatedly, plans were put in place but not executed effectively. Criminals have exploited those long-standing vulnerabilities to defraud our state, erode public trust, and impede the delivery of essential services to Minnesotans.
The roadmap details several next steps to prevent fraud in the state, such as modernizing technology and building resources and capacity to identify fraud. The U.S. Senate returned from recess Monday and could vote early this week on whether to reverse a ban on mining near Minnesota's Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness. Recent House approval set off alarms about what it could mean for America's most visited wilderness area. In 2023, the Biden administration enacted a 20-year moratorium on mining within a watershed upstream from the Boundary Waters. The move was made to prevent pollution, namely sulfuric acid, amid one company's long-standing efforts to build a copper-nickel mine in this part of the state. Republican lawmakers and the Trump administration insist the project is needed for critical minerals. But Brad Gosman of the Minnesota Wildlife Federation says it wouldn't be worth it because the region's tourism economy would suffer.
If those waters and landscapes are degraded, people aren't going to want to go fish and swim and recreate.
He also questions whether the Twin Metals mining project would help America compete globally, pointing out the potential for extracted elements to be processed in China, then sold back to American firms. The company hints it hasn't decided where the final processing would happen and argues there would be strong environmental protections. Thanks to Minnesota News Connection for this story. It was a busy weekend for high school sports, and there's another one around the corner. Megan is back with more.
The Detroit Lakes gymnastics team are once again state champions. The Lakers won the title by over 3 points Friday. Their success at Roy Wilkins Auditorium continued Saturday in the individual and all-around competition. Next door at Grand Casino Arena, War Road finished as the girls' hockey runners-up for the second year in a row. The Proctor Hermantown Mirage ended up consolation champions, and in 2A, Bemidji was the consolation runner-up. Wednesday marks the beginning of the four-day state wrestling meet. The defending state champs Staples Motley earned the top seed. They're joined by United North Central, making their fifth straight state appearance. Brainerd will make its first appearance since 1989. The three teams also advanced a combined 30 wrestlers individually. You can find the full list at KAXE.org. Megan Buffington, KAXE News.
That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is sponsored by Woodland Bank, dedicated to serving local businesses, families, and nonprofits in our area since 1920. You can find more information online at woodland.bank.